1212 on WTOP, a change in the works for people who sell dogs and cats online. And here to break it down for us, veterinarian Katie Nelson, our own Dr. Paws. Good to have you back with us. We know that this possibly affects, as we've talked about, puppy mills before. So this is a change in federal regulations, and this could make a big difference, could it not?
It really could. I mean, organizations are really cheering over this. HSUS CEO Wayne Pacelle blogged about it yesterday. The ASPCA is just as pumped as they are. Nancy Perry, their government relations director, released a statement yesterday as well. So, I mean, they're really cheering for this, because what the USDA has done is they've essentially preempted Congress in this, in changing these regulations. There was an act on the table, a bipartisan act by Congress called the PUPS Act, which was the Puppy Uniform Protection and Safety Act, that was proposed to essentially change these rules like the USDA has already done in the Animal Welfare Act. So the Animal Welfare Act is essentially the only federal law on the books that governs or regulates the treatment of animals in research, transport, breeding, you know, all of these different types of activities. So it basically lays out the minimum standard requirements for people who are participating in these activities with these pets. And what they've done is they've essentially expanded their definition of a retail store, per se, to include online breeders. Because when this was passed in 1966, there was obviously no such thing as the internet. So This really is going to change the way that the USDA inspects and who they inspect. And it's going to take these breeders that have more than four breeding females and make them become licensed and subject them to inspections.
So when will these new regulations take effect?
In 60 days from their issue date. So I think it was issued 2 days ago, so about 58 days from now. But, you know, a lot of breeders are sort of up in arms about this, but I really want to point out to them that this is nothing that's going to affect you if you're doing things the right way. Mm-hmm. Yes, you will have to do some paperwork, of course. You're a business. You're going to have to do some paperwork. You're going to have to get licensed, and you're going to have to pay a fee. It's based on a sliding scale of how much income you bring in per year. If you're only making about a couple of grand a year, it's only going to be about $70 a year, so it's not a huge outlay of cash. But what it does is it weeds out the bad guys. So the good guys aren't going to get harmed, but the bad guys could potentially be put out of business.
Does this get to a majority of the bad players that we've talked about before?
Well, there are an estimated 8,400 to 15,000 potential breeders that sell puppies online. This, because of some regulations that are in there, is probably only going to affect between 2,500 and 4,500 of those breeders. But what it can do is it can subject them to inspections, which is a good thing, and it can put feet on the ground in these locations, so that the USDA really does have the power to shut down puppy mills and to really go in and see what's happening. It gives them the right to do that. So it's a huge step forward. It's not the end-all be-all to ending puppy mills, but it's a huge step forward.
And if you want to learn more about puppy mills and some of the questions you should ask, you can go to the Living section of WTOP. Dr. Paws had a column on this previously, and you can read more about this situation and some of the concerns that have been raised.
Absolutely, and you can check out HSUS, USDA, and ASPCA's webpage. They all have information there as well.
All right.
Good information, Katie. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
Katie Nelson, our own Dr. Paws.